flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Just thinking about this song with Nick Pivetta. Red Sox are going to bring in Nick Pivetta.
Yeah.
I want someone else. Like, I do not want Nick Pivetta on this team. Like, please.
Yeah.
Get out of my face with that.
Oh, you're getting Nick Pivetta.
Yeah,
oh,
no, he's coming back. Sounds like if we're lucky, we'll be getting Nick Pivetta the way the Red Sox are willing to spend.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to a big holiday show outing.
He may even be your opening day starter.
Oh, he might be.
He could be.
He might be. Yeah. We'll get to a big holiday show outing for Jones and Keith here
in
a minute.
Huge.
But I want to get to some of these Red Sox phone calls. People are fired up. Dave's in Rhode Island. Hello, Dave.
What do you got, Dave?
Dave, what's going on?
Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, why? How come no one's talking about the loss of Tyler O'Neill?
Okay.
That guy hit us 31 bombs last year, and he just walked away. Nobody's talking about it.
Okay, he's a good example of...
Quietly goes to the Orioles.
Yeah, but I think it was, I'd have to double check the figures. I thought it was something like the contract we were talking about before with Evaldi.
Was that this guy?
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
What the hell's going on with these guys?
They're all calling the show now?
So I just think Tyler O'Neill's eminently replaceable, but I saw it reminded me of something, and why we wanted to go to that is it reminded me of something in the Twitch chat.
Yeah.
Where Bregman's production won't even replace the production of Tyler O'Neill.
Maybe not. O'Neill, like, he got hurt. He started a house of fire, got hurt, ended up playing 113 games, did hit 31 bombs.
It will, though, because Bregman should be doing it at third or even second.
Yeah.
And then I actually have confidence Breslow can find another Tyler O'Neill type.
Well, even Heim Bloom, one thing that he could do, like, Hunter Renfroe killed it, and then Adam Duvall was good, and then now Tyler O'Neill was good.
These analytic dweebs are pretty good at finding one-year corner outfielder, Sakya 30, hit 250 kind of corner outfielder.
The biggest
good
loss, though, will be interviews on the Rob Bradford 2-Minute Grill because he had Tyler O'Neill like twice a week.
Talk no about Kenley, no Tyler O'Neill.
I was going to say, Kenley and Martin. Tyler.
How much did he ask him about his dad? And his dad was a bodybuilder.
Every interview.
Yeah, Mr. Canada.
What do you do?
Canada, whatever it is.
His story for a while was that Tyler O'Neill would complain that the weights didn't go high enough in the Fenway weight room.
Wow,
he's like, where are the big dumbbells?
That's my complaint.
They're like,
when I walk in,
these are big enough.
When I walk into a gym, I go, not enough weight for me next time.
Guys, where are the free 110s? Like, what the hell? So yeah, so he was upset about that. No, it's fair though. Like, I could see like that guy had one for one.
Bregman might not match the production. He might not, and especially the home runs. But it's such an upgrade at second, putting that at second base
where you can
plug in another Tyler O'Neill. Like, that's not one for
right
one.
Now, what's your opening day outfield? Jaron Duran, Willie Abreu, unless he gets traded. and
Roman Anthony.
I hope Roman Anthony. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, like, if you don't have Tyler O'Neill, like, you, we don't know what. If you add another infielder, maybe either Devers or Casas has to come off that position. Then you still have Yoshida, but then maybe you get another DH in there. So I don't know. Tyler O'Neill probably thought he might get more playing time too in Baltimore.
Teoscar Hernandez or Tyler O'Neill?
Hernandez.
Santander or Tyler O'Neill?
Santander.
Okay, so if they get none of those guys, maybe we can look
at
Tyler O'Neill.
They might not get any.
But,
of those
you know,
guys.
In the meantime, I don't even love either of those names, yeah. But I'd take them both over O'Neill. John is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys, love the show. I'm working outside today in the rain. I don't need to be told that it's raining. The Red Sox continue to pee on my head and tell me it's raining. You know, they are interest kings. They haven't signed anyone since Carl Crawford or David Price. They're going to piecemeal this together. They're going to sell us on the future. You know, instead of Uncle Steve, we got Grandpa John and Cousin Craig.
Okay.
All right.
Rack 'em.
That good, strong take to the hole there.
That's Red Sox pee outside. That's not rain. It's barely rain.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I guess. So
Red Sox fans are crying in heaven because they're not getting any free agents.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
So, look, they really haven't outmaneuvered anyone since David Price in free agent for a big ticket guy.
Yeah.
JD Martinez was a late signing. Trevor Story was even later than that.
Not only was Trevor Story a late signing, you found out he was damaged goods. After they signed him, everybody said, well, yeah, we knew eventually he was going to need, like, surgery. Like, yeah. Nobody else really wanted him. Nobody was going to go to that level to get him.
He plays 10 games. He had one hot May.
Get a good strike, a good week.
He had a good week in May.
Yeah, it wasn't a month.
And
it was
plays you 10 games a year.
He'll give you 10 games and then bitch about playing second base. he'll force Xander Bogaerts out of town. He'll do that for you.
What was his other thing? He wouldn't do a rehab, Simon? Or
no, they were like,
dude. Worcester so much he wouldn't come back.
They're like, dude, you're ready. We need you. He's like, I got to grind out a few more minor league games.
I love Worcester.
Yeah, that's been a sunk cost. You didn't hit that.
Pretty nice.
I was going to say, shout out Worcester.
Yeah, Worcester's nice.
So we're not going to Worcester for our show outing tonight. We will be doing a show outing with escape rooms and puzzles and apparently more physical activity than I realized I was signing up for.
We can find out who the smartest is, who the dumbest is, maybe more importantly.
I don't know that I want to know.
We're dunce cap the whole show tomorrow, whoever it is. Who can't crack the puzzles?
So me, Keith, Nick, Terp, and Billy.
So Nick's been to this place before?
We're all going out after the show. Yeah, Billy, have you been like peppering Nick for any intel, any info?
No, nothing really.
Okay.
No,
he immediately asked me about food.
He did tell me.
Yeah, that's why. Well, yes. I was like, they got a menu there. Are we eating? I'm like, I got to figure this out. Like, am I going to eat dinner like afterwards?
Oh, we're eating. I can't solve puzzles on an empty stomach.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure
liquid,
out.
Liquid dinner.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I can get one or two pops. That'll help.
Yep. So, but Nick did tell us ominously before we left yesterday. He's like, well, make sure you're wearing sneakers.
But which I'm it like, sounded like, I thought
what,
it was
I need
just.
My deep brown pumps? Like, what are we doing?
Right, we're all in sneakers anyway.
Yeah.
Like, escape room, I'm thinking like Saw 2. Remember like Saw 2?
Sure.
Like, how do you get out of this room?
Yeah,
who has the key? Is it sewn in the back of my eye? How do I get out of here? And then we got a guy that texted us and was like, yeah, I hyperextended my knee and my mom got a bloody nose the last time we went.
I'm not into that aspect of it.
Yeah.
No, I like the idea of like trying to solve puzzles and crack codes and stuff like that. You need me climbing things? Forget it.
No. I don't want to say I'm getting nervous, but there's a little bit of trepidation about what we're walking into.
I thought it was going to be
don't come off the ground.
I thought it was going to be a lot of what's next? Circle, circle, square, circle, circle, what?
Yeah.
I don't know, square? And then you go to the next room.
Like an active Wunderlich test.
Gotta be a triangle.
What's the capital of Connecticut? Like stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
I thought it would be like, okay.
But so, yeah, our brains are going to be tested.
This better not be like the final event in American Gladiators.
Yeah, which...
Like, they better not be like one of those hand bikes that...
That might not be so bad.
I like that, where it's like three doors, you have to run through them.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I'm also fine firing tennis balls at somebody.
Yeah, that's fine. If we're just shooting tennis balls at each other.
Nitro's just ripping tennis balls at us, and we're kind of like hunkered down.
What if it's like the Philly Fanatic with the hot dog gun? So we're just launching duct tape
food issue solved.
Yeah. Maybe that's how his mom got the bloody nose.
Socked with Philly, Philly Fanatic was there that day with a duct tape hot dog. That's it.
So all bets are off.
Knows every time.
We'll have to try to document as much as we can.
Yeah. And then so this is what we need. I want because I personally want to watch back how we're working together as a team. Just a lot of screaming at one another,
swearing,
or the opposite. Yeah. It's just five idiots standing around, just looking at it, being like, "How much time?
Can we please let us out?
How much time we got left in this room?"
Some of you fail, you can leave. It's like maybe 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just get
you got
just
go. Three or four. We got 3 or 4 minutes in like every room, supposedly.
Can we get a hint?
Yeah,
no, just get
it. Next room, please.
Just go.
Would you? You guys
get a slice of pizza.
You guys are clearly drunk.
You need me to climb a rope? Forget it.
Yeah, you guys are clearly drunk. You're yelling at each other in a very, very unprofessional, embarrassing manner in the other room, and now you're just standing there.
Other.
Somebody did say they have great pizza and craft beer.
Okay.
So it's already a win, regardless of whether we solve these puzzles or not.
It's attached to a brewery.
The holidays, the five of us together, it's already a win.
Merriment
is how I feel about it. So big show out.
Caroling afterwards.
That'd be great.
Big show out.
I know the words to Frosty now because I've heard it 1,000 times in the car this month. So I can do that one.
Yeah, or 250 Frosties. We'll report back on how the show outing goes here tonight. That'll be tomorrow on Jones and Keefe. We're still waiting on news with Bill Belichick and the University of North Carolina.
Any minute now,
Let's
Jones.
Let's get to that next.